Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 699. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Hello. That big 699, one more to 700.
Yeah, 6'9", what up?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Nice weather out today. Yesterday was okay. The 2 days before that, Thursday and Friday, was pretty decent.
It's still juicy out. It's so wet in the morning here from the dew.
Yeah.
That even without rain, the grass and outside is like unusable until about noon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's wet as if it just rained all the time.
So I went to cut my grass. I was going to cut my grass on Thursday. And I was like, okay, let me go over here, look at it. It looked still a little wet. Like when I put my hand on it, okay, I'll wait another day. It's supposed to be good on Friday. So we Friday and cut the grass, and the whole front was still like, it was still wet, even though it was like 2 days without rain.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Yeah. I cut one part of it a little lower than I normally do because I know the construction's going to be coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to tear that area up. So I wanted to keep the grass kind of cut down a little bit.
Yeah. That's kind of part of what my issue is too. Like I get a little work done up front and I know we're going to tear it up, but I've still tried to keep the grass nice.
Mm-hmm.
But when you cut it high, like I do, it's like 2 days later, it looks like you've never mowed.
Yeah.
So my yard got too tall because of the rain. I finally got it cut and now it looks like just like it did before. So I know it's going to be a pain in the ass because it's thick. And when it's lush like that, all the water traps in, even when it's wet or warm out.
Mm-hmm.
So if any point I mow today, it's going to clump up.
Yeah.
So it's just a pain. But if I don't mow, I'll probably just put a fence up and start charging admission to come see the wild animals.
I know. There's some armadillos running around in there.
Yeah. Maybe get a camel or two.
Yep.
It was something fun. But it's frustrating this time of the year, and it's not usually this bad. We've had a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm. I do need to sharpen my blades. I flipped it over because I noticed it was rocking a little bit, my handle. It was moved over to the right and left, and I saw some bolts were a little loose. So I flipped it up on the side and started tightening them up. And then when I was spraying, because every time I cut, I spray the bottom of the lawnmower off to mm-hmm. keep that nice and clean. Then I noticed my blades were a little bit like starting to get jaggedy some, so I got to sharpen them up.
I have never sharpened my blades, but I know I should.
I bought that little tool that you can put on a drill that it goes in between the blade and it just,
spray.
It kind of evens out and sharpens it. So I got that. It was like $4 at Harbor Freight. I think it was Harbor Freight by Kroger. Yeah. I've only used it once. I did it last year before I started cutting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harbor Freight's over here by Kroger. There were.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's where I got it from. Because I went in there for their opening. They had everything, like, on sale. So I saw that up at the front, and I was like, ooh, I could use that.
Yep, that's the old Harbor Freight.
One of the guys at work, where he just replaces his blades every year. I'm like, dude, you can sharpen them. I didn't know you could sharpen them. I just buy new ones every year.
A lot of people I know, that's what they do, is just replace them. Only about a laziness.
Mm-hmm.
I have a zero turn, and I don't have a lift for those, and I don't have anything I can drive up on to where I could get underneath them.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could figure it out, but out of laziness, I've just never done it.
Yeah, just take a car jack and jack up the sides a little bit.
I mean, it'll fall and crush me when I'm trying to do something.
No, you put some blocks underneath it.
They'll be like, how did Ryan lose his arm? And they'll be like, well, it was a tragic lawnmower accident where he was rolled up underneath it.
Oh, then you could buy that controller that for disabled people that only have one hand or one arm.
I could buy that controller without having to lose my arm, though.
Right.
They'll check. They're not checking stats on that.
Mm-hmm. So what was your week like this week?
It was all work, all Minecraft when I played. I played a lot of Minecraft. No, there's zero chance that any game is higher up on my most played list for this year.
Yeah.
Even if we were to stop, if I was to stop playing Minecraft for right now, nothing would eclipse it. You know, Grand Theft Auto, I assume, will we'll tear through some hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think there's enough time for anything to dethrone Minecraft for what's left of this year.
Yeah, I just pulled up. It says right now I have 1,949 hours in Minecraft.
Yeah, I'm curious, though. Is that total or is that PS5 only? Because my PS5 number doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I don't know. And in my Fall 76 is 2,029. So that was, those two are mine.
Yeah. So it says I have 300 hours in Minecraft so far on PS5. Because I played the PS4 version before.
Mm-hmm.
I probably have that many hours in it, but the PS5 one, I have like 300 hours.
So when I look at the app, it shows PlayStation 4 Edition 2, PlayStation 4 Edition and together. But now GTA only shows 104 hours on PlayStation 5.
Yeah, see, when I click on mine, it says 299 hours. And it says PS5 Minecraft. And I can sort it over to the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it says, that's what it says. 299 hours. And I doubt anything will dethrone that this year. Yeah. Rocket League, of course, is 2,800 hours, but that's not just this year. The nice thing about Minecraft, because I know the PS5, all the hours are on the PS5 one,
mm-hmm.
Are from this year. So, yeah, a lot of time invested in there. Had a lot of fun with it. Still enjoying it a lot. Keep doing new stuff.
Yeah.
Some of my own ideas, some ideas I see online, and then some of your stuff, you know, and just kind of adapt all that. And it's been fun. Mm-hmm. Nice little setup and in everybody's area right now.
Yeah. On a side note with that, we did get the rail cart from the village, my house area, to y'all's area in the zoo. It's all pretty much done. We may expand it. We talked about last week going three lanes, just adding some side posts, some maybe a fence on the side or something. I see people that will do what we did and they'll put fence on the side of it. Some will have it empty underneath it, no blocks, you can see the water still. Because if you, they want to be able to see the water, but if you put like a fence on it, you can't see over the fence when you're on the cart.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I don't hate the idea of extending it, whether we do a fence or just however we decide to decorate, or we just do the blocks. I wouldn't mind extending it because everything else is three wide for the, where the mm-hmm. mine carts are.
Yeah. I saw one dude did what we did. He put a glass block on the sides and on top. So he basically just ran a glass block.
The only thing with, like, you know, we have that one little glass tunnel. It's like, you don't really see anything when you're on the mine cart anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost feel like wood is our best bet to run down through there just to kind of class it up a little bit. I like how we started and where we are now. We've definitely made progress on the beautification of the rail system. You know, at first we just had a floating ramp, and then we came back and you put in pillars, and then I changed those out for supports to hide the redstone. And then you went and did all the feet. Like, we just keep making them better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went and put lights up. Like, it just keeps getting nicer and nicer. That I kind of like the idea of wood with fence post on it. For a nice little clean, like, safety look on it.
Yeah. You can do your acacia on your side, and we can mix it to her going to the spruce on my side.
It might be easier. Yeah. My run's, I guess, kind of short. Actually, I have the long run though, don't I? Acacia's hard to get. You only get like 4 or 5 logs per.
You just need a
per tree.
You do logs or do planks? I would do plank.
Do plank, but you still, like, it's not like spruce where you're going to get though, yeah, like 65 logs. Like, you could probably cut down 2 trees and have enough to do your run. Whereas I'm going to have to plant like 20 trees to get enough.
I can also plant some stuff over there. I got plenty of room.
Yeah. Which is fine. As long as I know that's what we're doing, I can get some planted, but.
Future that projects. Would also be,
yeah. I know we've talked before about like almost a progression when you're on the rail system.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a cool area because you have all the different tones of wood that you could also go from like pale oak to dark oak.
Yeah.
As it gets and hit the shades along the way. But I like it better when it all just, the only reason we're blending the two styles is because it connects from yours to ours. And so I've done that with Howard too. It's like the what he built his house out of and what I built mine out of, the stuff that's between us, I've tried to like blend the styles. I just think it looks better that way. It feels like a cohesive thought whenever we blend it like we do.
Yeah, my tunnel looks similar to your tunnel. And I just changed up just a little bit, but it's very, very similar. I have the wood nice in between.
Like you don't notice it's different because it feels similar enough. So it's pretty neat. I like the blending of styles to feel like it was something we worked on together.
Yeah.
And honestly, like using more materials has made it look better, I think. Like mixing my stone with his, my wood with his has added more style. And now like the farm I just worked on with the warehouse and stuff, like it has dark oak in it, even though it's really closer to me than him, just because it's a shared space, but it looks good with everything mixed together.
Yeah.
So I really like it. I still think this is the best map we've ever worked on. Everything is really grand. It's not like crazy where somebody like rebuilds, you know, an exact Lord of the Rings map. Like we're not that.
Right.
But I will say everything is pretty nice. And the stuff that isn't nice, I feel like has been torn down and rebuilt. You know, his first house was gone and now he's built a nice house on top of it. And, you know, that stuff I think has helped it. The beautification. I changed my shitty fence out for my nice wall. And then, you know, we kind of found something that I liked for that. And then the village and the zoo mimic that. And then everything since then has started to blend his style with mine.
Right, his wall looks really good now. It goes all the way around. He's got the glass in there.
God. His wall before was absolute chaos. He had fences that didn't make any sense. The iron ones. Or the copper ones. They were all different levels of oxidation.
It looked good, like the color, that blue, that teal, but it just, the
once
layout.
It faded all out that color, it looked good. But for a while, it was a hot mess where all of it was different.
But the leveling of it wasn't even. It was just three high here, two high there, four high over there.
His like yard fenced area is not very populated inside, but he has the best setup he's ever had. You know, the way it's all laid out, the way it connects, everything's got path between him and I. It just feels really cohesive.
Yeah.
I'm finally going to clear my house out now that I built kind of a warehouse system. And my floors, I'm going to change out to something different than what they are now. They're still the original floors because I didn't want to tear all that up.
Yeah.
So I need to fix the insides up a little bit. Some of my rooms are still just cobble where I never messed with them. And so I'm going to jazz up the inside of the house a little bit once I get it clear. Go ahead.
I was saying, then with my village, I'm still slowly moving stuff to make it all even and nice, organized correctly.
Yeah, because you'll do something and then turn around and take it all back down and move it a block over and redo it. You've got so much time tied up in redoing the same things to make it exactly how you want it.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's not where I built it. That's how the original layout of the houses are. They just were in they're not even. So I'm trying to even everything out. But the pathway, I want the pathway to go even, not two blocks here, four blocks over there.
You'd have been better off to start a village.
Yeah, I probably would have.
Like to build it exactly how you wanted it, then get a villager over there and then keep on from there.
But I like how it took over that village and...
Yeah, there's that little village that's close to us that I want to like restore.
There's two of them over there.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Yeah, there's one on the other side of the cherry trees over by the original portal, too. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah, there's a sand one that Howard told me about that he went to. Then there's that little small one. It's only like four buildings and like three villagers.
Is that the one that has the acacia wood around it?
Yeah, the one that has like no walls on the back of it.
Oh, yeah. That's the sand one too. I think there's an acacia one. It's really close too. There's like three villages in pretty close proximity.
Yeah. Cause that one, the little super small one, there's a platform out in the middle, like a dirt, where they put a path on the middle of the water. It's like a T. It looks like a T and it's like in the middle of the water with nothing around it. I'm like, that's a dirt path that definitely carved out for this village over here. Now, I thought maybe some houses were underwater. Cause they say sometimes the seed will pop a house underwater. but there was no nothing underwater when I went swimming over there or took my boat. So I wanted to, after you guys were talking about that, I wanted to go over and I finally found it.
Yeah, I want to take that one where it's like a movie set almost. Like the walls just have fronts and don't have backs. I don't know what happened, but I want to go over there and put that one back. I don't care to like make it like yours, but I'm going to like put it back, I think, to the way it was.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how they go, so I'll just do my best to just make it to where it's a usable village. I just don't want it to disappear.
Get some bed downs, make them prop some villagers, make some villagers.
Maybe put up a simple wood fence or something like that. Just kind of protect it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a down the road project.
We got a lot. And then we'll probably do one or all of us, one or two or three of us will get GTA, play it, then get done with it. Then might jump back into Minecraft a couple months later.
I'm interested to see how much GTA changes our Minecraft time. In a perfect world, I'd like to play Minecraft a couple days a week and then GTA the rest of the time.
Because
I'm afraid every time I've fallen all the way out of Minecraft, I have a really hard time getting back in.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to where it was just we did Minecraft on Mondays, like Minecraft Mondays. So
yeah,
everyone knows we're playing Minecraft on Monday. Whoever wants to join, join. If not, then you're not. But
it helps to, when you're gone for so long and you come back, you're like, I don't even know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to try to stay in if possible.
Luckily, there's no, like, I did not build any secret rooms or anything like that. Like, on my other maps, I had secret rooms where I completely forgot about. You had on your one map, you had a secret desert thing that unveiled and you forgot where it was and how to get to it. And
yeah, that stuff doesn't work anymore either. That's another thing to remember with, like, redstone and all your pistons and everything is, like, if that math goes away.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work anymore anyways. But the, I don't have any secrets on this map either, so it makes life easy. Everything is kind of straight out.
Yeah.
He's got secret rooms on top of secret rooms on top of secret rooms.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never remember. If we take like 8 months off, he'll never remember where anything is at.
Yeah, and I have my one map. I had the under the well. I had a secret room down there. I kept all my valuable stuff.
I have one of those too.
Eventually, I opened it up to where it's a little easier to get to, but.
I think that might be one of the things with this map is like, I don't have a ton of like rare stuff and I don't have a ton of diamonds or iron or anything like that. Like everything I have, I mean, you guys see it because you don't step foot in my house without opening every crate I have. You know what I have.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have anything worth hiding. I don't have anything super cool. I just don't have anything of note.
Yeah, I just will go after this stuff to see if I have the unlock for
the recipe.
Yeah. Which when I popped I moved your copper stuff that we got from the trials. I popped the two recipes.
The crazy thing is, all that stuff from the trials that I have are accidents from where I was swinging or doing something and hit a block out.
Mm-hmm.
None of that was like mined on purpose, but I was like new recipes for almost all of that. Yeah, so that's all I did. I didn't buy anything at all.
Me neither. I did. Well, actually, I did buy something last night. I bought the Lego set to get the Darksaber. Yeah. That was on. They're re-releasing that. So I said, well, I'll just get that, hold it, and then I'll have two of them. But one I can display, one I can just hold, or I can just keep him and just sell one.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything in a few weeks, which is good.
I still have not found that one I bought at the Lego show we went to.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know
it's kind of just packed it away somewhere.
Yeah, I went through all my Lego totes, I think, and I thought it was in one of them, but it's not. So I might have put it in a tote that's not Lego, just to put it away.
One day you'll just find it.
Because I'm missing that one, and then I'm missing two other little. Hallmark Lego sets.
You know where the Blue Milk Luke is at?
I know where that's at.
It's weird they didn't end up together.
No, because I was trying to keep the poly bags in one tote with the mini, and then I put the special gift for purchase type things in another tote.
If you just shoved it away though, because you didn't have water access to the tote, you think you'd have put them both in there? Who knows?
Yeah, I know. It's somewhere. I just have to go through them all. So I have like totes that have like figures in it, and I know I haven't gone through all those. Like a lot of my spawn ones, I might have just thrown that with the Hallmark ones just in there, just to get it out of the way.
I like the blue milk loot because it reminds me of us going to that.
Mm-hmm. We were hoping that would go up in value. It hasn't yet.
I wasn't going to sell it anyways, but I did think it would go up in value harder than it has.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep it though, because like I said, it reminds me of like us going to that.
Because we only saw three of them there, right? We saw the one where we bought from the same dude, and then someone else had it down, but it just had, they
like
only had one.
To get back to get it. Yeah. We acted like we were like stealing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was steal of the show, and it's like same price nowadays.
Yeah.
But it was a cool fun time. To get it. That's not even where they did it at last year. They did it at a whole different place. So it's fun to like have that memory.
I would like to go again, and we still need to take Marshall 205 with us.
It's just like always. He says he wants to go, and then when it's time to go, he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, last year, the one year he was going to go, something with his son came up, and it was.
Yeah. The last one I popped in by myself.
Because I was out of town when it came.
It was in Nashville, like Nashville proper, not Lebanon.
Yeah, the state fairgrounds or whatever it was.
I don't know. It.
That wasn't a Brick Universe.
It sucked, event. Is what I want to say. I mean, they have a lot of cool builds, like the stuff that we see where other people build it. But it just feels thrown together. I feel like if somebody really got behind like a really, if somebody did like a Comic-Con style event for Lego and brought in vendors that made Lego things and all the different stuff like in around that world, and then just didn't keep it exclusive to Lego, but did like a Brick Fest, and they brought in Lumi Bricks and Kata and got people like that to come in and Pansley or whatever it is, that other one, like they got those vendors in there, and then the people that do the book nooks and the different things like that, where it was all that kind of like building stuff, where it wasn't just exclusively to Lego, and you had more vendors and more people who were into that kind of stuff, because that book nook market, like the little miniature market, is like on fire right now.
Yeah.
So to have like that stuff too, I just feel like you could do a really cool event.
Yeah, let's see. The next one is Tri-Cities. It's August 15th. And they have Portland, Maine, October 3rd. Richmond, Virginia, November 22nd. And Jacksonville is the next one, but there's no date. So that'll probably be December, January. That's for the Brick Universe, technically the biggest one.
Yeah, the last one I went to felt really janky. I'm glad I went. I got some minifigures that I didn't have that I wanted, and I was cheaper than eBay prices, but it was a little janky.
Yep. So let me share my screen. We'll get into some news. I didn't think much was going to go on this week because with Comic-Con going on, I figured gaming news wouldn't be as big, but there's actually a little bit going on. What's my All right, PlayStation news. PlayStation had a firmware update, a PS5. Really doesn't do much in it. It just said to improve the messaging and the usability on some screens. It was a quick update. I think it lasted maybe 30 seconds when I did mine. I didn't notice this, but Friday night, apparently the PlayStation Network went down for 6 hours. But you guys got on. You were on Friday night. Did you notice it down at all? Because I played Friday during the day at it. It said it was down at 2 o'clock and between 12 and 2, 10.
No. Yeah. I never had any issues.
Yeah, so the first one started at around 7 a.m. Then it was still down all the way up until around 5, which I got home. I was gone, so I didn't even get the... I wouldn't have noticed it. I didn't get home until 5:30.
Friday. That's weird.
All right. So there's this little data that came out that Sony or some fans show or found. Circana analyst Matt Piscatella.
Piscatella.
Posted this little graphic on here. They just shown how many games have sold like 100,000 units in the U.S. during a calendar year. And on this, it says only 7 games have sold 100,000 units this year so far compared to previous years.
It's crazy.
Like in 2008, it was the most that hit over 100 games sold 100,000.
There's so much junk that comes out.
Yeah. Here's the big thing.
Yeah, there's so much junk that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, over 100 games sold over 100,000 copies.
Yeah.
In the year's first half, and now it's 7. I mean, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people, people do not like the fact that it's going down, but I mean, the data shows that people are not buying buying the physical.
Yeah, but it's not just... Obviously, the push to digital matters, but also there's so many games.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of what has, like, the problem is that there's just so many games.
Yeah, I was talking about that at work the other day. I was like, you have Nintendo, PlayStation, PC, Xbox, Atari. You have all these different little companies that are making the Steam Deck way more than it used to be. And then there's more and more games for it. And then, yeah, there's some cross-platforms. So you got to figure out, okay, what system do I buy for what game for? And then the games. I mean, there's a new game releasing. There's how many PUBG-style games are out there or Fortnite-type games? There's so many of them out there.
Yeah, it's a highly competitive market and a lot of shovelware. Mm-hmm. Even the good games get lost in the shovelware. If you're not shovelware, it's just a tough time to have your game come out.
And people like us, I mean, years ago, we played all kinds of games. It's like every month, every other month, we were buying a new game and playing it. Now we're playing the same 6 or 7 games every year, changing them up. That's it. And 6 or 7 between all of us.
Yep. Right.
Next one. Apparently Sony has been really strict on the media guidelines with this disc thing coming out there. Santa Monica studio employee Alana Pierce came out and said that she was told that they have to make sure they don't say certain things. There's a lot of policies. She's a God of War Luffy. What's her? Luffy. She's a writer. She's still working on the game. And she came out and basically had a big thing on it saying that there's certain guidelines. If they basically knew that the diss thing was going to piss a lot of people off, and they were told not to be saying anything on social media about it or comment on it. Next one. So that with the God of War game coming out, that the new one, Luffy, her game, mm-hmm. there's going to be another God of War game that ties in with this one that stars Kratos. So they said if you want to play with the story-wise, you're going to want to play this one to understand what's going on with the new one. Which some people are on some of the articles are saying they're only doing it as because of the backlash of casting her as the main protagonist in the game. And it should have been Atreus' own single game, not hers.
All I know is people will be upset no matter what.
Yeah. Right. Mind's Eye is still trying to get people to play the game. So they have their own Rocket League version mini game coming. It's called Grenade Football. And it looks like Rocket League. I mean, I'm not going to play the video unless you want me to, but this is what it looks like.
No.
You shoot a ball.
It's one of many clones that won't have any success.
Yeah. And the little trailer looks like a Rocket League for sure. All right. There's a new PSVR 2 game coming. It's called I'm Having a Bad Day. And there it is right there. I'm not going to play the trailer unless you want me to, but VR game coming.
It needs a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
PSVR 2 needs a lot of love.
Some Xbox game. Now, it wasn't just Sony that was down. Xbox was also down as well, but they were down on the 23rd. their servers went down, and it was back up in a couple of hours. So one of the new employees, VP of product, Jared Palmer, has left Xbox after just 2 months. They're saying nothing. There's no big story with it. He basically took another job with working with an AI multi-million dollar company. He's new role as vice president of engineering at AI company Cognition.
It's a bad look.
Yeah. All right. So Xbox is testing this little thing. There's an insider program you can do to be testing, and they're having a these people got this new speed test that will go through and help update and download and install games. So your server will do, it'll jump on a specific server to help you download things a little quicker. So people are really excited for this for the Xbox user, because especially with you paying the digital games, you want to be able to download it really quick. And then at a certain point, you'll be able to play the game while it's still when it downloads to a certain point, you can be able to start the game up, and it'll finish downloading the background while you're playing it.
Which I think PlayStation already does.
Yeah.
You can play at a certain point.
All right. So their Xbox is introducing free game streaming with ads. So there's games you'll be able to stream, but there'll be a little bit of small ads in front of it. Unless you pay for a certain Game Pass membership, then you can bypass the ads. And the ads will, as I said, it's going to be tasteful. They'll hold the ads for the same quality. It won't interrupt the flow time of gameplay. And the ads will fit what player expect on each platform.
Yeah, it's a tough sell for me right there. Like, tasteful. It's like, who says? Like, I don't want ads, so nothing's going to be tasteful.
Yeah. And with everything going to digital, they'll be able to put the ads in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some more games. They got the hard delisting treatment on Xbox. Creepy Brother Studio basically has lost a couple of their games. They delisted them. Creepy Tale, Creepy Tale 2, and Strike Force Kitty. Because the publisher has not paid them at all. They're saying it's been messy out for a few years and they have not been paid.
Yeah, that's messy.
We got some more backwards compatibility for Xbox, from Xbox to PC. We have Blink, the Time Sweeper, Conquer Live and Reloaded, which I'm all for that. I love Conquer. Crimson Skies, High Road to Revenge, another good game, and then Fusion Frenzy.
People love Fusion Frenzy.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed my phone, that was my work phone that went off at 9:08 every time we record. And all it is just some notification. Nothing. It's not a text message, not an email, just some random Samsung.
Yeah, I get one every week when we record. You don't hear it, but I get one every week when we record for my screen usage time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever time we record is like when it sends one out every single week.
All right. So we have there's a rumor and probably going to be true that we're going to have a bunch of Xbox 360 games are coming to backwards compatibility on the PC. They found this new emulator running XEFU, the OG Xbox emulator for the 360. So that'll be pretty good for the people who want to play those old 360 games that have not moved over to the Xbox One type games. Right, with the success of Halo coming to Campaign Evolve being redone, Halo 2 Remake looks like it's on its way as well. Looks like it's just started development. Which, I mean, we could see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Really no news, nothing big on that. All right, so Nintendo. So Miyamoto has come out and they did an interview. And he states that he believes that with the success of the Nintendo Switch, that people are not really into the specs of gaming hardware like they used to.
I agree to that somewhat, but I would say that Nintendo has a benefit. because of Mario and everything else. Also, how good does that all red Switch look?
It looks good.
See, wouldn't it be crazy if they made the new one in a color?
But that's
It'd be
coming up.
wild.
Yeah, he's also stated that he believes that he wants Miis back. And he said people spent all that time on there and they didn't do nothing with them. He just felt like it's people enjoyed the Miis. You spend all those hours on it and there's nothing for it. And he
I don't
said
know if
it
there was a
doesn't.
time and place, but I did enjoy the Miis back then.
He says it doesn't take a lot of like memory or anything in there, very little memory to do the design. It doesn't take up any kind of the avatar doesn't take up any kind of megabytes in your system. So he doesn't see why we wouldn't do it. I remember I spent some time in mine when I first did mine.
Yeah.
And mine almost looks like this guy up in the top right. I mean the top left. A little
Yeah,
beard.
that's because you were kind of limited on what you could do, so a lot of them look similar. But
Yeah.
they were fun to mess with. But so were like, I mean, that was the time and place. That was PlayStation Home. It was the Xbox avatars. Like everybody was doing it.
Oh my God, I miss PlayStation Home so much. That was so good. It
Yeah, it was good.
wasn't great, it was good.
It was good.
All right, Miyamoto also come out and said because of the Mario Super Mario or Mario Galaxy movie that they were able to make Yoshi and Mysterious Book and Star Fox is where they put them in the movie. They saw the fans liked them and they're like, you know, we're gonna do games for this and movies for this and that just tells you the success of a franchise can help lift everything else up.
Yep. Everybody's shitting on the movies. It's like they give you more games.
Yeah, and it didn't. Me and my friend were just talking about the, well, not my friend, but coworker, I should say. We're talking about the top 10 movies, and Mario is in the top 10 movies of sold of all time.
Yeah, it goes a long way, not just the revenue, but like he said, the eyes, the people who suddenly care about a character who didn't before.
Right. So there's a leaker, a known leaker that's come out with a bunch of stuff. Mike Odyssey said that there's a Ocarina of Time Nintendo Switch 2 Pro controller in development. He's seen it. He said the Triforce emblem is in the center, and on the handle grips are colored with green and gold. And then another leaker came out and said that there's a Nintendo, well, there's a Zelda Ocarina of Time Switch 2 console also in development.
Will
So
you get that one?
that would be our first. No, because I'm not a Zelda person.
If it looks cool, I would consider it. I'd like to hold out for a Mario or a Animal Crossing, but if that one looks cool, I'll ease up on my waiting for the perfect thing to happen and
Because the first
would
Zelda
be
one
okay.
on the well the Nintendo Switch one that version of the Zelda that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it depends. I'm not a big Zelda guy either, but if it looks cool. This is going to sound crazy to say, but the less Zelda it is, the more I would probably like it.
I get it.
Which is crazy
Yeah.
because it should be all the way Zelda.
All right. So Hello Kitty Party Land gets a pre-order trailer. Which we touched up a few months ago that was in development. So now we have a trailer. It is going to be out on Nintendo Switch 2 October 29th. Basically, a Hello Kitty
Looks
version
fun.
of Animal Crossing.
I like a cozy game.
Which all this is going to do is make the next Animal Crossing game even better with these games that are similar to it. They're going to add some stuff in, change some stuff around.
I'm still not convinced we're going to see an Animal Crossing on the Switch 2.
You think you're going to skip the whole thing?
Kinda. When they upscaled the new one and released that big patch, it made me feel like they're not planning to make one. But we'll see. I hope they do. Man, I would love a new Animal Crossing with an Animal Crossing Switch 2. Take my money, take my time.
Yep. All right. So, company Gamefile, there's reporter Steven DiTullio interviewed former Disney CEO Michael Eisner. About Kingdom Hearts, and let's see, Eisner steps down from a dais and I approach him, identifying myself as a reporter. I ask him if he can recall saying okay to a game called Kingdom Hearts. He said no. Then Steven says, you were pitched a game in Tokyo. I tell him, it was Final Fantasy plus Disney characters. He goes, oh yeah, I remember now. Then he was asked, do you recall why you said yes? He said, I don't. He tells me. So it's been, but it's also been so long ago. I mean, he's not going to remember like a quick conversation.
Yeah, but it does go to show you like how like, I guess people want like a grand story about a lot of things. And it's like, there isn't always one.
Mm-hmm.
He probably thought it's not a big investment. It sounds like it'll be, won't be damaging, at least to the brand. Might make us a little bit of money. Like, it was probably, you know how many decisions a guy running Disney makes?
Yeah.
I love that he doesn't remember it. I bet it really pisses Kingdom Hearts people off. I love that he has no clue.
Mm-hmm. So I saw this. Wendy's is doing a Sonic the Hedgehog kids meal. And it's not what I expected. It's going to be cards.
Mm, cards are hot, but hard pass.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I've had over the last several years. There's a lot of things I still do. I'll dig through the bin at the Lego store and put my minifigs together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll go down the toy aisle. A step too far for me is to get in line at a fast food place and get a kid's meal for the toy.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not saying there's nothing people could make that would get me to do that, but there's been some stuff I wanted that I haven't done that with. It's just a step too far.
Mm-hmm.
To pull up as a 40-year-old man in the line and scoop up that kid's meal. We're like, which toy's in it? It's like, calm down.
Yeah.
And
there are people that do.
Too far. I know. And I'm not judging them, but it's a step too far for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I say that. They fuck around and put out an Astrobot Happy Meal. Or God forbid they do a Sackboy one. It'd be a PlayStation is what it would be, but they got a Sackboy out there. Then I'm at McDonald's getting.
Which actually, you'll be inside trying, okay, can I make sure I get the Sackboy one?
I would probably
throw you a five. Yeah, I'll throw you a five.
I only want to do this once. I don't want to eat here every day.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a $5 tip. Let me get this. All right. So Nintendo and Hasbro had teamed up, mentioned a couple weeks ago. They unveiled some new Zelda figures coming. They're not bad looking if you're into the figures. They do look, they are bendable and poseable.
Yeah, you creeps.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Right, they actually look pretty decent.
Some random news. They're talking about Black Ops 6. Black Ops 1 and 2 has debuted in the PlayStation, Xbox, and US Steam store under top sales. That doesn't surprise me.
It just shows you know, this whole like vote with your wallet thing is harder than people pretend like, because people always want to say like, if you don't like what they're doing, then show them. Don't spend the money. But people can't.
Yeah.
You kind of prove a little bit of a point with how poorly you let the last one do, but then they throw out this shovelware that's not even a remake.
Yeah.
People are just eating it up.
Right.
I get it. I'm weak too, though.
The Tomb Raider Catalyst, new Lara Croft game, Tomb Raider game, has been pushed back until 2028. It was originally supposed to come out late 2026, early 2027. Now it's going to be all the way until 2028.
It's a big pushback, but if it's not ready, it's not going to be ready. I mean, I want them to make a good game. Rebooting this and it not being great would be detrimental to that game. Because they have a franchise plan behind it.
Mm-hmm. And this one, Amazon Prime, if you've ever logged into Amazon Prime, they have moved their game section up higher up to where you can see and actually play their games. It's a lot easier to get to than before. It's easier to redeem games. So they're really, really pushing this. I've yet to pull my Luna out and play the controller out and play it.
I was just thinking while you were talking, if I know where I even put mine.
Yeah, I know where mine's, my Stadia one and my Luna one's behind me in my game cabinet back here.
Somewhere. Mine are also in the same case, but I don't know where I put that case. Rest in peace, Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But not forgotten.
So the last thing is some Lego news. We're going to go over a couple things. Let's go first. So the Lego Ideas July 19th update. which he posts later. There's the Mowboy Corner. I do like this one. Little corner thing, little photographer, some workers, guy on a couch outside.
It's nice, but I see it does not appear that Lego wants to make more modular buildings than what they make.
Yeah. This Pacific Rim, Gypsy Danger was pretty good. Hopefully it's bigger than what this is. They need to make these robots pretty big.
It needs to be big enough for a minifig to go in and be like to scale of the movie.
If you did it the size you did the Voltron one or the big Transformer Optimus Prime one, I think, or in the big mechs,
it'd be pretty cool.
It'll be pretty cool. I would look at getting that just to have. I like the Pacific Rim movie. They're not the greatest, but I did enjoy those. All right, they also announced a FIFA World Cup official trophy with the Champions Edition with Spain's colors. The trophy actually sold, like the set sold really, really good. The first set, the trophies. They have all down here, all the winners. There's the backing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. It's like a coin. It looks like it's at the bottom of it. Your FIFA fans. Their Lego has announced their One Piece animated trailer. There's the cartoon coming on coming to Netflix. It looked pretty cool. If you like the Lego cartoon style movies.
Just buckle down for more Lego One Piece sets.
The Lego booth at San Diego Comic-Con, this has a Lego Smart Play feature in there. This is what it's designed to look like. A whole bunch of sets coming out.
There's that. I believe that Smart Brick is dead on arrival.
Yeah.
I'll say that here. I would love to be wrong. 2 years from now, if it's everywhere, you guys will be like, you were a moron. Like, that's fine. I'd like to be wrong. But I do not see... That thing has a ton of potential, and I do not see them using any of it.
Yeah, when I went to Walmart and the Target, I seen them all on the shelves. When the other sets I see sell out, but these were like almost full.
Yep. They, to me, I don't know. It's again, I have to remind myself they make Lego for kids. Mm-hmm. But to me, the potential of the Smart Brick is actually with adults.
All right, Ninjago was at the San Diego Comic-Con. They did a 15-year recap. They announced coming in 2027 these new little toys. These look like Beyblades or something.
They look hardcore like Beyblades.
Yeah. So I can see people buying them to get the minifigures in those. I just talked about the new promotion. There's the Darksaber set. You also, if you buy... The Mandalorian, you get this one, but if you spend, say, $40, you get this Marvel Spider-Man versus Anti-Venom. I don't like the Anti-Venom little mini dude in there. Then you can also get this Botanical Lego 3-in-1 Disney Friends. If you the Straw Trooper set, if you purchase some of these other sets.
Pretty well hard pass and all that. You can also buy that poly bag in the store.
Yeah.
Also, before you move too far on, they also showed at Comic-Con the Ninjago Crocs.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. I didn't put them on.
Well, they probably don't deserve to be on here, but just in case there are any Ninjago people listening, you can now also adorn your feet with Ninjago X Crocs.
Yeah, when I went to the Lego store with my niece a couple months ago, back in June, I went to the Croc store and they had the Lego Crocs in there.
The square ones?
No, they had the other ones, the normal looking ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to buy the minifigure with the Crocs that had that. Someone was selling for $15, but someone bought it before I can get it.
Yeah, that's a cool one to have.
I saw it and I was like, you know what? For $15, I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. So the Lego Ideas X-Files have officially been announced, set 21369. It looks very similar to the mock set that won. It's 1,478 pieces, which some people say the price of $200 is a little bit high for the pieces. There's a lot of mini ones in there, but you're paying for 6 minifigures and the licensing for it.
I will say people seem more upset about this than most. They are very upset about this price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two things. The ship spins.
Yep.
Somebody has to make a kit that makes it slowly rotate. And the light, if they put lighting in this, it'll take this set to the next level. The light kit for this is going to be worth every penny.
Yeah.
That beam shooting down that actually will light that tube up.
Mm-hmm.
And that office with like a dim, maybe flickering light down there. And then that ship slowly rotating. If they can work out a kit for that where it can hide the wires, but do a lot of those things, it's going to be next level, but damn, it's expensive. I really want it. I grew up hating X-Files because my parents watched it all the time. My dad and stepmom. And so I hated it, but I've seen a bazillion episodes of it. And I kind of, it's kind of nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
It's $200. If you're going to buy it when it comes out so that you can get the gift with purchase.
Yeah. The gift with purchase is pretty cool.
Yes. It's Scully's office. It's weird. So you could get two minifigs of her, but she's got her lab gear on. A lot of people are saying that there should have been a way to like pull out the set that's in there and snap that one in as part of it too, where it was kind of interchangeable.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Because that lab actually slides out. The front part of that set slides out, and people are wanting this to slide in, but I don't think it does. It's cool.
I know the minifigures, the alien is what people are going crazy over, that alien head.
Yeah. Yeah, that alien's got like a six-pack too. He's fucking stacked. Mm-hmm. Nice set of tits on him.
Now, when I saw the original picture, and I saw the white alien with the full face on it, when I saw this picture, I was like, where's the alien? I'm looking all over for
He's creeping.
And he's over on the side, over the corner. I was like, man, I just skipped right over him.
You know, Lego's doing the influencer thing pretty hard right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys that I watch, he's already built it. He said it was very, the trees are like where most of your piece count is actually eat up at. And so not only is it a lower piece count than what it should be for the value, but also like a lot of it is your tree pieces. And the build itself is pretty simplistic.
Yeah.
So something to think about if you're spending the money, but I'm probably will end up with this.
Me too. And with it coming out in 4 days, five days, it's.
Now that gift with purchase is good for 10 days, I think, or until supplies run out. Is it August 1st to the 10th? Yeah. So just keep in mind that if you're going to buy, just like the Enterprise, the gift with purchase went real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And this set will be pretty hot, I think.
All right. Speaking of the Enterprise, the Star Trek USS Enterprise NCC-1701 bridge set 11385 has officially been announced. It's also 200 piece. It's 1,700 pieces. Also $200. That comes with same amount of minifigures. 8 minifigures. The set looks pretty cool. It's a play set though.
It's pretty cool, but it is definitely somewhere in the middle of, like, it reminds me of like the ideas, like actual sets with the like Friends and like the How I Met Your Mother, like the TV sets.
Yeah.
But then they like dumbed it down to make it like play. So it doesn't have like a base and there's no like studio lights up or anything like that. But it feels like one of those, but everything's modular.
Yeah. So you can move it here. You see it this way, but then you can move it to different areas.
They actually had it set up at San Diego Comic-Con where you could actually see the set put together. It looks really good and people will do some pretty cool things with this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm also kind of weak to this. I watched a lot of Star Trek growing up, but I'm not a Star Trek guy. So I don't think I'll get it. If I had to choose between this and the X-Files, to me, it's a pretty easy choice.
Yeah. This one's September 1st. So you get X-Files August 1st. This one's September 1st. Now what they miss out right now is they don't have a gift for purchase at the moment. Announced.
I bet they'll have one. Be crazy if they brought the shuttle back.
Yeah. All right. And then we talked about this last week, but the minifigures Shrek officially announced. We got the full pictures of everybody. The box, if it does come in this box like this, it looks pretty cool. I can see people taking the whole box, as we said.
Just again, these were all at San Diego on display. They're just not great. Pinocchio's badass. You know, people are excited about Gingy. You know, you've had lots of iterations of Gingerbread Men. Yeah. I think the real miss is the dragon is like a super swing and a miss.
Yep.
People are up in arms because the Puss in Boots is not the same Puss in Boots that comes with the Shrek set.
Mm-hmm.
So people are up in arms about it. I think those two are pretty good. The Farquaad. Prince Charming's pretty good. The printing's good on him. Very godmother. It's really Shrek that I have beef with. I even think Fiona looks pretty good. Shrek is off. Donkey being an accessory for Fiona is kind of weird. That'll be the hot one to have, I think, because people are talking about using her dress, the bottom of her dress, in different ways. I guess for like their Lord of the Ring builds and stuff, they don't have enough dresses.
I am not a fan of the dresses.
They feel lazy because they're just a block.
Yeah.
But I could see why you want them. But the donkey is just her accessory. I do think it's cool that you get the three blind mice as accessories. So you have to, like, you're incentivized to get all of them to get the three blind mice, which are cool. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's no CMF that's ever going to come out, as long as I can physically get to them and financially afford them, that I won't get, because I've seen the prices and what they do after. I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah.
So if they came out with something I despised, I've said before, not a big Carrie Underwood fan, for whatever it is. She just doesn't, her music is fine. It's like, I don't care for her as a person. I've never met her, which is unfair. But if they came out with like a Carrie Underwood CMF, I would still go get them all.
Yeah. If they did a wrestling one and it had John Cena, I would get it.
Yeah. I just know how hard they are to get after and what the prices do.
Yeah.
And the minifigures are my favorite part of Lego. I would just go ahead and get them no matter what. So I will have these. I just think Shrek is a little off. His face is a little something. He's a little Timu Shrek for me.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the dragons. Very generic feeling.
And they've already said that they have found, I guess, on the fake Lego sets, like a Shrek head, a green that looks like Shrek, but it looks like a normal Lego head. They're just going to take that one and put it on there instead.
I almost wish they wouldn't do the real heads and they would keep them to Lego. But then I look at Pinocchio, and I think they nailed Pinocchio. He looks so good to me. But then Farquaad looks good as a minifig. Look at Pinocchio, those chubby cheeks.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Hair.
Yeah, that bowl cut.
Mm-hmm.
Also those molded heads, like, keep in mind there, that's one piece.
Yeah.
I think Puss in Boots is the same way. I think his hat does not come off. He's molded. The only thing you can change is the little flame on the top, the little feather. The Executioner just also looks like it's not a mask that slides over a head. Doesn't it look like one piece to you?
Yeah. It does look like it'll be one piece.
Yeah. Farquaad is the most Lego. I love they gave him the tiny legs. He looks so good. Prince Charming is really good. People will do a lot with him because he's fully printed. So he's printed legs, printed arms.
I like the print on that one.
Yeah. They're pretty good. Most of them. It's just Shrek's head.
What I need to do is that I need to just procrastinating is buy two sets. And, you know, be able to sell the one set and make my money back for the other one.
I've thought hard about doing that, is just going and buying two of them and just letting it sit. You only have to wait a couple of years to double your money.
But then I also feel bad for the people who missed out on it because they didn't get it. But I also feel like you should have been there the first day, just like I missed out on it.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, that's what gets me more than anything. It's like, I don't want to be a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, if someone's going to be a piece of shit, should it just be me? I'm not going to use the money to get rich. I'm going to use the money to pay for the next set I have to buy. So I'm like, pay it forward to myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What I've been doing as of late is buying the full set and then buying the one or two that are rare or that people seem to want the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then setting that aside. And, you know, maybe I'll resell that one later. But yeah, I would love to do two full sets.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do. All right. Well, that's all we have for this week. Everybody, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on the socials. That's the Twitter/X or Instagram, game_Stitch, or at Ho Effin Show. That was episode 699. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.